The 10 days starting with Rosh Hashanah and ending with Yom Kippur are commonly known as the Days of Awe, Yamim Noraim, or the Days of Repentance. This is a time for serious introspection, a time to consider the sins of the previous year and to repent before Yom Kippur. One of the ongoing themes of the Days of Awe is the concept that God has books, that He writes our names in, writing down who will live and who will die, who will have a good life and who will have a bad life for the next year. These books are written in on Rosh Hashanah, but our actions during the Days of Awe can alter God's decree. The actions that change the decree are teshuvah, tefillah, and tzedakah, repentance, prayer, and good deeds. These books are sealed on Yom Kippur. The concept of writing in books is the source of the common greeting during the time, may you be inscribed and sealed for a good year. One saying is, on Rosh Hashanah it is written, and on Yom Kippur it is sealed. The tradition holds that there are three books opened on Rosh Hashanah: the Book of the Righteous, the Book of the Unrighteous, and the Book of the In-Between. It is taught that Adonai opens his books on Rosh Hashanah, and that one's fate for the upcoming year is sealed on Yom Kippur. How can we relate to this as believers, given that it is a Jewish tradition? We can find throughout Scripture that books are referenced. Moses referenced Adonai's books in Exodus chapter 32 and verses 32 and 33. Now, if you will just forgive their sin, but if you won't, then I beg you, blot me out of your book, which you have written. Adonai answered Moses, those who have sinned against me are the ones I will blot out of my book. And also in Revelation, speaking to the Messianic community in Sardis, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5. He who wins the victory will, like them, be dressed in white clothing, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life. In fact, I will acknowledge him individually before my Father and before his angels. Also, Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12. And I saw the dead, both great and small, standing in front of the throne. Books were opened, and another book was opened, the book of life. And the dead were judged from what was written in the books, according to what they had done. The idea of Adonai's books is not a new concept, but is also found in Torah. That they were opened on Rosh Hashanah and closed on Yom Kippur for the upcoming year is a Jewish tradition. However, the concept is valid based on what we have read in Revelation. Imagine how much stronger believers would be if there was an appointed time to clean house, so to speak, an appointed time to reflect upon our actions in seeking teshuvah. We have open access to this through Yeshua. However, when it is on the calendar, it conveys greater importance, making it significant from just another day. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.